It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans can expect higher fees on gasoline, car registrations, ride shares, food deliveries, and more next year. New fees will fund road repairs, electric vehicle incentives, and other transportation projects. CPR's Nathaniel Miner says lawmakers have approved a new bill that adds up to billions of dollars.
Any tax increase needs voter approval, and past transportation tax proposals have all failed at the ballot. So over the objections of Republicans, Democrats who are sponsoring the bill are using fees instead of taxes.
The fees take effect next year. A measure requiring schools in Colorado to stop using American Indian mascots is headed for a final vote in the state house. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
American Indian mascots are rare in Colorado, but still exist. Under the bill, if public schools fail to stop using the mascots, they would be fined $25,000 per month starting next summer. Democratic sponsor Adrian Benavides calls American Indian mascots like the Lamar Savages intolerant, harmful, and dehumanizing.
They perpetuate negative stereotypes of America's first people and contribute to a disregard for the personhood of Native Americans.
Some opponents say the fines are too steep and schools should be allowed more time. Schools that already have an agreement with a tribe to use an American Indian mascot are exempt. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado Kids named the 20 snowplows that were added to the state's fleet this year. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
Eisenplower, Snowtorious B.I.G., Cheeseball, and Plowzilla are just a few of the winning names. The new plows will have their names printed on their doors. The inaugural Name That Plow competition brought in more than 1,000 entries. The 20 creative kids who were chosen will get to take a photo with their plow later this summer or early fall. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
This is CPR News.